adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam
Stryker.
Drew. Well, yes, indeed, it's Love Line. I'm Dr. Drew. The phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. Mr. Carolla has had car trouble, and he will be here shortly. We are delighted to welcome Pink to the studio tonight. Woo! A round of applause here. And because we had such an important guest, and I'm such a crappy interviewer, we invited Stryker to come over you.
You think I'm good? I'm crappier.
You are a great interviewer, a particular musical guest that you're interested in. We did a little interview with Pink before we got to Loveline.
Right.
And those of you that are in other parts of the country, this was on K-Rock in Los Angeles. And you can just expose the rest of the country to your
Expose. Oh, my God. So Corolla's running late, car trouble. He has 90 cars, and they're breaking down.
The scary part about Corolla is he gets a little car problem. There's a little, like, this something hanging off the front of the car, and he's got to go back and get another one.
Oh, my God. All right, so Pink is here. What's up, Pink?
Hi.
See, it's going to be weird because I just talked to you 96 seconds ago here on the radio, but I was telling you, and on the radio here, and everyone can hear this, I'm so excited because you worked with one of my favorite people in music as a music person, Tim Armstrong from Rancid.
Mm-hmm.
How was that, and how'd you get hooked up with Tim Armstrong?
I had to pick my friend up from a video shoot, from the Transplants video shoot, and I was on my way to a club, really. Just fate. I really believe in fate. And he ran up to me. He's like, I want to work with you. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
And then I just went out. They were on the tour with the Foo Fighters. And I just went out and stayed on the bus and wrote songs with them. And I love them.
The Rancid Kids?
Yes. And Transplants, all of them. The whole
Foo
crew.
Fighters.
I just love them.
And, of course, we saw you play a rock show out here at the K-Rock Weenie Roast.
Yes.
You went on stage and played or sang with the Transplants.
Yeah.
And how was that in front of a rock crowd? And because you seem... I wish you could be on rock stations because you have the attitude and, the vibe.
What?
Well, you know, Pink's music appeals is very broad.
Yeah, it's kind of
the last CD sold 12 million copies.
Yes.
With not one song on a rock station, which is, it's awesome.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
Travis plays with her.
Yeah, on the new record, yeah. Travis from Blink. So who are some of your favorite bands?
New record's called Try This, right?
Yes, Pink, it is.
Yeah.
Try this.
And we're going to hear from that tonight.
I think so.
Okay.
Go ahead. Definitely going to play that.
Who are some of my favorite bands? Well, I love Indestructible.
Yeah.
His new album. Jack Johnson is just amazing to me.
Yeah, and a handsome man, too.
I've never really seen him.
Really?
But
I'll show you a picture.
He sounds handsome.
You're good.
Who else do I love? Most of the people that I listen to and love aren't here anymore.
Not alive?
Yes.
Like, who would that be?
Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
John Lennon, Donny Hathaway, just,
And you were telling about your family's sort of employee history. It's very interesting.
Well, I was telling you because I'm so impressed by you.
Can you share a little bit?
I listen to this show every once in a while.
Just every once in a while.
You're a great doctor, but you suck.
The show sucks.
No. That's one of those compliments we were talking
Not
about.
Not at all. I listen to you when I'm on my way home to Venice Beach. But
and your mom is a...
My mom is a doctor in Temple Hospital.
Works in cardiomyopathy, which is like so intense.
Serious. And I'm a hypochondriac, so I think
perfect.
I have everything that she tells me
about. That's just
part
of coming from a medical family. And then your stepmom...
My stepmom is an Army nurse.
Vietnam vet.
Vietnam vet.
Wow. And your dad's
a Vietnam vet. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does your family have any feelings about the current sort of world situation?
My brother's in the Air Force.
And so they're supportive?
We don't agree. They're very supportive. I support the troops and the soldiers. I don't support the government.
But how about your parents? Is your dad particularly? Is he in your mom?
Yeah,
your
my dad thinks everybody's nuts.
Yeah.
Everybody is nuts, by the way.
Yeah.
And if you're just tuning on to Loveline, Adam's going to be here in a minute.
And
Pink is here.
You'll soon find out how crazy people are when we start taking calls.
Pink, do you know? Oh, go ahead, Drew.
I was just thinking, do you want to maybe take a song?
Play a song.
One of her songs. Yeah.
In one sec, I want to bring something up. I don't know if you know this, but I used to do this ridiculous show on MTV, and I met one of your school teachers who came on the show.
My chorus teacher.
Yes, your chorus teacher.
I
this
heard
was
about
like
that.
2 or 3 years ago. You came off good, as did he.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was about. It was called.
I never saw it.
Thank you for watching. Apparently, you watch that as much as you listen to Loveline as you drive home to Venice Beach.
Respect for you, though.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Pink. Pink's here. Ace Rockola, get your ass in here, you bastard. Look, with all my other boyfriends, I've only given them hand jobs. Thanks, Anderson. Son of a bitch. That was me.
That you?
Yes, from a long time ago. He still has that in here. Should we listen to a Pink song?
Yeah.
Are you all queued up wherever we're supposed to listen to it? Okay. All right, this is Pink. Her new album is out. Tim Armstrong worked a lot with it. Travis drums on it. The first song, this is an awesome video, by the way.
Thank you.
The whole Western thing.
That's fun.
Yeah, the guy you got in there. Who was the guy? Just some random model hunk?
The sheriff.
The cowboy guy you kind of...
Yeah, that's Jeremy Renner. He was in that movie, SWAT.
Oh, okay. Oh, SWAT, yeah.
Yeah, he's
hot. All right. Well, Pink and I drink these sodas. We're going to listen to Trouble. Pink, it's Loveline. Corolla will be here in a minute, I promise you. Check it out, everybody. That is Trouble from Pink here on Loveline. Pink is here. I'm Stryker. Corolla. I can't hear myself. Can you hear me, Drew?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay.
I hear you.
Oh, you hear me?
You may have unplugged or something.
I hear you. Oh, yeah. Damn, headphones. Pink CD is out. And
my first song on K-Rock.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Not just K. You know what I mean? This is on all over the place right now.
Yeah, this goes all over the country.
Hundreds of rock stations. Or teens. No, 50s. 60s?
Nearly 100.
Nearly 100. Really? Let me drink this. Hold on.
He's getting nervous.
This is a tasty Corona. I mean, 7-Up.
Yeah.
So when did you write that song? Tim helped you with that one, right?
Yeah, I wrote that on the bus, actually, driving down the street.
His bus?
His bus. If you solo the vocals, all you hear is the bus engine. It's just ridiculously fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
And this is your third album, right?
Yes.
That just came out?
Yeah.
And you're pretty young, so you got signed to a record deal when you were how old?
16.
Wow.
How did they find you?
I was singing a club in Philly, and I kind of... This girl asked me to be in a group. I said, okay. I got kicked out a month later. I got into another group. I got a record deal a month later, dropped out of school, moved to Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
With these two girls.
How long ago was that?
96.
Did you get your GED?
I was bribed to get my GED. Yes, I got my GED.
Mom.
Yeah, mom bribed me.
I think it was a wise choice to leave school early.
She gave you a car?
No, she gave me like $200.
$200.
Which was cool.
And the last record sold 12 million, Mom. Mm-hmm, yeah. I'll give you $200 now. Drew, before Adam gets here, do you want to take a call?
I mean, yeah,
or do you
sure.
want? Okay,
let's go. These
go
are,
for
these
it.
Are pink questions too. Janet is 17. Janet, what's up?
Oh, hi. Hey. I have a question for Pink.
Go right ahead.
Okay, my question is, what did you get made fun of the most of at school?
Oh my God.
Like in high school?
Yeah.
Was high school the worst or junior high school?
Elementary school was the worst for me.
Really?
Yeah.
What did they do? Kids are brutal.
My mom, I always wore pants. Like, I was kind of a tomboy. And my mom would dress me up in ridiculous clothes. And people would trip me off the bus. But my dad taught me how to defend myself at a very young age. So I was very equipped. I didn't really get made fun of for a lot.
Your dad, like a Green Beret? Was he...
I mean, guerrilla warfare.
Had you carry a shiv with you in fourth
he
grade?
He had a grenade launcher in his garage. My family's nuts.
The more famous you get, the worst and weirder clothes you can wear. And if you weren't famous, imagine how you would get made fun of.
Yeah, I did. Really I got it. Point. Definitely for how I dressed, for sure.
Right. Speaking of dressing, I don't know how that's a segue, but you're going to be on SNL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been on before?
Once.
And how'd that go, and how are you looking forward
so
to it again?
Fun. I played a skit. I was a prostitute.
Oh, right. Wonderful.
From Long Island.
Yeah.
So fun.
That's fabulous. Nick is 16. Nick?
Hi. I have two questions for Pink.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Pink. I really, really love you and your music.
Thank you.
I just want to say that. And my first question is, do you ever go to the Tell Pink or the Exclusive Pink threads on your website? Or do you ever go to your website at all?
Really? No, I totally do. I don't really get threads. I'm very computer illiterate, but... I go through as much as I think you can go through.
Okay, cool.
Like, I hear a lot of stuff. I look at
do
I sound really ignorant right now, but I do always go on my website and look at what people are putting in.
Do you look at other websites where people may say not so nice things? Because Drew goes wacky with his book out.
He wants to
read every negative thing and doesn't care about every positive
thing. Me too.
Thing.
I'm the same way.
Do you get upset or are you just curious to hear?
On Carrie, my boyfriend is freestyle motocross, and... Or used to, actually. And he
used to what? Motocross or used to boyfriend?
Used to motocross.
No, hold on.
His website. People used to go on his website all the time and say, you know, why are you with her? Blah, blah,
right.
blah. And they'd
really?
Talk about me the whole time.
Aye, aye.
And I'd love it. I'd be on there every night like, oh, look what that girl said about me. Oh, these two girls want to have a threesome with you. I'd be on it all the time.
Wow.
Obsessed. Yeah.
Aye, aye, aye. All right, where are we going, Drew?
I have one more question.
Sorry, Nick.
You cut him off?
We're going to Bree. Bree's 19.
Hi.
Here comes Adam.
Carole's here!
Just tell by the way the
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Thank you for dealing with me. I'm Stryker. I'll see you later.
Stryker.
Bye.
Bye, Pink.
Thank you, Anderson.
Here you go.
Thanks, Stryker.
All right, you guys.
See you later.
Thank you. Nice work.
See you later.
Truly. Certainly better than I could have.
He's a professional.
I know. I cheated, right? I brought a pro in here.
Yeah. Hi, Pink. Sorry I'm late.
It's all right.
Drew, you're going to love why I'm late, but...
You pulled the front off the car, though.
Yeah.
The spoiler,
Well, here's what goes on.
Well, I knew that somehow. I just knew that's what happened to you.
You know, they got the parking blocks. They got the cement.
I kept saying something was hanging off the front of your car.
Yes, they got the cement parking blocks, you know?
Yeah.
And they put those parking blocks down. There's a hole in each end, and they drive that rebar, that steel down to hold it down. But sometimes they don't drive it home.
All the time.
They leave it up, and it's only up about 5/8 of an inch, maybe half an inch. And if the front end of your car, if you have a sports car, goes over it. It goes over because it's sort of like an arrow will go in,
right.
But when you start pulling it out,
it's pulling stuff with it.
That's now, and it gets caught, and it pulls, and then the whole bottom flat part goes down. So anyway, you're driving on the freeway, and you're smelling plastic burning, and it's making the noise. I had to go upstairs like MacGyver. I had to drive back up to my house. I got some lineman dykes, and I just hacked the thing away and just hacked off the whole front end. Jumped back in. But Stryker did a marvelous job. Pink, I apologize again for being
That's
late.
All right.
But the hard part of my job is over. Stryker did a wonderful
interview.
Yeah,
now we just take calls.
Yeah.
It's good. You should be late more often.
To hear a song.
I'll drag his ass over here regularly.
I saw a whole thing on Pink on... I don't know, MTV? I don't remember what it was, but Yeah, the whole thing. All the stuff Stryker talked about. We covered it all. You were wonderful. True, you held your own.
Yeah, it's great.
The show was great. Yeah. I tuned in and out, but most of it was good. Drew, what do you got?
We're talking to Six.
Oh, Six. Are they on?
No.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bree?
Yeah?
You're 19. What's up?
I was wondering if... Well, first of all, I just want to tell Pink just how awesome you are. Seriously, I'm sure you hear this all the time, but seriously, you just are.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You know, I saw her at the AMAs a couple days back, and everybody was blown away, by the way. Very impressed.
Thanks.
Just did the acoustic thing, and I think people knew you had the attitude and the songwriting and the style and the whole thing like that, but I think you let a lot of people know you had a voice on... not that you didn't have a voice, but she
so
just
it's okay. She was giving us backhanded compliments.
She sat up there
equally. No, I was
she
not.
Sat up there acoustically and really bailed it out, yeah. Just belted a song out. All right, go ahead, Bray.
You are sounding a little bit like one of our callers, though, Adam.
I'm giddy.
Like, yeah, you really impressed everybody. You just showed them you could sing.
No, I mean, I don't think Britney Spears can sing, yeah, and I do think a lot of people. A lot of people don't know if people can really sing or not because there's a lot of dubbing and mixing and all that kind of stuff. And there's, you know, a bunch of smoke pods going off and all this choreography and all this kind of stuff. And she just went up there sort of stripped down bare bones with just an acoustic guitar and sounded great.
Yeah.
All right. Your turn, Brie.
There you go.
Well, also, my whole family just knows how much, like, I love you and your albums and everything. And then I was talking to my sister about you, and she was like, yeah, whatever, you know. And then she actually got to meet you, and I was like, okay. Well, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, she's so awesome, and da-da-da. Because, do you remember my sister Felicia?
Where did I meet her?
Whatever.
Steve Kirk's wife.
I met her at the AMAs.
It's not even you, Bree. It's your sister. Oh, listen, who cares? I get lost.
I thought you had a question.
All right. Well, when you have a question, though, why do you dig deep into the minutiae? You know my sister. She's Kurt.
Kurt's girlfriend.
You met her that... What do you think? Pink has a wristband with all the names of all this sort of little people she meets every day. She's a big star. She doesn't need this. We'll ask Bree. Bree?
Yeah.
Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was wondering if being promiscuous is hereditary.
What makes you ask that?
Well, my mom's not exactly the best role model, and sometimes I notice myself acting like her, and it makes me just hate myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, acting like mom is not necessarily a hereditary issue. In other words, although you have some of her genetic endowment, that does not create the destiny of your behavior. While having a mom that you have a lot of ambivalent feelings about, you're trying to attach to, behavior you may model, that is fertile ground for creating behavior like your mom.
All right, but what about libido? I mean, we never really talk about that.
It's a good question. I don't know that there's any science on that. And how would you measure it? It's sort of like hobo power. It's another thing. We need measurement of libido.
Well, I mean,
right?
how do you measure... Don't say right a third time, please. How
right?
How you measure... If someone's horny as opposed to someone who's sort of abused and acting
out. That's what I'm saying.
Well, if there's no abuse and yet laid all the time, then I'll say that's horny.
But believe me, the people who are acting out are horny too. And so how do you quantify that? And then how would you then say, well, is that sort of a genetic endowment or is that something learned?
I don't know, but I'd like to look into it.
Can't you come up with something to, by the way, my daughter, I had to explain hobo power to her tonight.
Well, now you have to explain it to
Pink.
And
she wanted to be sure I brought it up with you tonight, let her know that she emitted 49 hobo power.
Hobo power is a unit of stink because there's no way to measure stink.
Okay. Pink looks truly intrigued by this.
Well, what I'm saying is...
There's units of temperature and energy, joules and...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Kilowatts.
Heat, BTUs and stuff like that. But there's no unit of stink. Like, people go, oh, man, that was wrong. You know, that was foul or what died, you know. But they don't. But there's no number
no
they can put to it.
No,
you see what
no
I'm
unit
saying?
Of quantification.
Hobo power is that. Like,
is that
like there's a horsepower for units of energy.
Right.
Power. This is hobo power.
Well, like a really, like 50 hobo power you vomit.
Yeah, we
like if someone
that...
did something or was something that
or you smelled
was,
something.
Was 50 hobo power, you would vomit.
Okay.
So you know where you're at. So there's a difference between a 7 hobo power fart and a 21 hobo power fart.
So you said your daughter's 49 hobo power?
She managed to create I nearly threw up tonight.
She blasted some gas.
Okay.
Yeah. Most women don't have hysterical. That kind of punch.
And I had to explain to her that at 100 hobo power, the universe would come to an end.
Yeah.
It's just a theoretical. You
know, no one has ever been to 100
it's
hobo power.
It's never been reached.
Hey, Bree?
Yeah?
Are you, so were you abused or was there chaos in your family? Did your dad abandon you? All that good stuff?
They divorced yes. when I was 3. That's like my first memory, but I don't know.
Yeah, but have you had a relationship with your dad since?
Yeah, like, I used to live with him and everything, but now I live with my friend.
With your friend? Why did you move out from your dad?
Because my stepmom is a B-word.
Bitch.
She's a bitch. All right.
A bitch.
Okay.
All right.
So
you've had some acting out. You have crazy feelings about your mom. You've had some abuse and some abandonment. It sort of, you know, that creates some searching. You know, your dad having a good relationship with your dad. You may be sort of looking things that were highly traumatizing and abandoning in childhood become a source of attraction in adulthood.
Mm. Yeah. Plus, I don't know. Maybe Pink can answer this question, but some people sort of get away with what they can get away with. I mean, oftentimes big guys that are strong guys, they get their way oftentimes just through sort of physical
intimidation.
They don't necessarily walk around threatening
right.
everybody, but. They sort of subtly get their way because people are scared to stand up to them. Sometimes 19-year-old women, especially attractive 19-year-old women, they're in demand physically. I mean, they can have a lot of partners. They can have a lot of fun because they can, because they're in demand.
Yeah, but strangely enough, when they do that, though, they have a funny feeling that something's not right.
I think anytime any woman is promiscuous is because of a lack of self-esteem.
There you go.
Yeah. But aren't some
and
women
I think
just
it's just
horny?
An excuse to blame it on your mother.
No,
you can't.
Some are not.
Yeah, but some
aren't just horny. Some are looking for the love that their father never gave them.
Well, I mean that's 80% of them. But then there's the 20% who just like
just
a good
like
romp
to get it.
Yeah,
I'm not sure it's 20%.
50%?
No, I'm like 5%.
No, Drew, I don't think I. You know what? You're not giving women enough credit as being just sort of. Being able to be sexual and be
20%, 50% will go through a some episodes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just happened. But that's not a way of life. That's not
no,
a way
it's
of
not
life.
A way of life. But she's 19 years old.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere between 17 and 25, yeah. A lot of women will sow their oats just like
yeah.
guys will.
No, that's true.
All right, Pink.
Yes.
You all right?
I'm good.
Okay. We're let's squeeze in one more quick call. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I haven't been here.
You haven't,
Marissa. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering why this first break went so fast. Marissa, you're 23.
Yes.
You want to know if you want to tell your boyfriend that his dad tried to hit on you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually approached me and offered me money for him to give me oral sex.
For him to give you oral sex? You have to. You should tell him about his dad's low self-esteem problem.
Well, and also I'm pregnant with his baby.
Whose baby?
With my boyfriend.
Okay, not the
okay.
dad's.
You know, when you say his,
yeah.
and it's the guy we were just talking about. Okay. You sound like you've done some speed in your life.
No, not recently.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
this is pot.
That's the doctor.
No,
this is
I'm,
pot
just and kinda, speed. I'm just kind of nervous.
It's pot and speed.
This okay. Did you used to do a lot of speed?
A long time ago.
All right, Drew, stop putting the face on.
No, because now it's...
I smell the speed.
Yeah,
on
I get the speed, too, but it's...
And a long time ago, it was probably 14 months, tops.
Like when I was 17 or 18.
Yeah, until you're 22 and a half,
yeah.
And you're 23 now. Hold on a second. All right, hold on. This is a good one. Because, by the way, this is paying to perform oral. I've only done that 26 times in my life, Drew. That's always weird, like when a guy's with a prostitute and he's going down on her. That's I always say it's like renting a car at the airport, having it detailed, and then just bringing it back immediately. Like, what's in it for you, buddy? Why? I don't understand. Guys will do that.
Yep.
I don't know if we should... these guys deserve our praise, or we should come down on them as a society. Certainly ruins it for the next guy comes along.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I bet the prostitute thinks it's weird, too.
Weird, but weird in a better than you getting a you know, fat Arab guy wanting to do it kangaroo style or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Pink is here, by the way. We'll take ourselves a little break. Here's something else off the CD in the 11 o'clock hour. And we'll get back with Marissa and the soon-to-be father-in-law who offered her sex or offered her money for sex after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pink is in studio tonight. 1-800-LOVE-191. And Kathy Griffin in here tomorrow night. Or as I call her, Orange.
Not coming in tomorrow night. Not coming in tomorrow night.
Why not? Where's that bitch?
Well, she heard you talking to us about her and she canceled.
Oh, please.
She's not coming in tomorrow, though.
No, she didn't.
She double booked and she has more important things to do.
Well, we'll straighten that Kathy out. You know, she was a dear friend.
You can take off two deers now.
She's now down to dear friend.
Four deer.
Yeah. She invited me to her Christmas party.
Me
so,
too.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow. She's inviting everybody these days. Maybe she got a bigger place. Really? Yeah, she just thought you wouldn't come. Drew, she felt sorry for. It's the difference. Rob Schneider coming in next week, Blink 182, and Ron Livingston, the actor, is going to be in next week as well. All right, so Pink here tonight. Marissa, 23, used to do some speed, not anymore. She's pregnant now. To her boyfriend, she's not married yet. I think maybe fiancé, they're going to get married. And the father, his father, offered her money to perform oral on her at, while your grandkid is your tongue is just millimeters away from your grandkid's ass. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's his head, not his ass.
Well, how do you sit when you're in there? However you want.
You move around a bit.
You move around,
yeah.
But the head comes out first.
Depends where, yeah.
Almost all the time. Well, is it breech if it's
breech,
not?
Breech if it's not, yeah.
Breech is a foot first.
Yeah. Or a butt. It can be a brief butt first. Yeah.
Ooh, what keeps the head? Why? How's the head come out first?
It gets engaged. It all flips around, and the way things sort of push on the baby moves them around and pushes the head.
So if the head is up top where you
are, flip around, yeah.
And you start giving birth, it'll move you around.
And their obstetricians have techniques where they can flip them around if they feel like they're not coming.
Really, just by dropping an elbow?
Right, basically.
Going, like, on the top of the turnbuckles and just dropping, just doing the pile driver on the
pile
woman?
Pile driver works, yeah.
That's got to be weird, trying to flip your kid around inside of you. I think I got hold of his dork. Good. No.
Hang on.
All right, so Marissa?
Yes.
How many months pregnant are you?
Almost three.
And... Yeah. The guy who offered you the money, first off, how much money to perform oral on you?
Well, he didn't say, but when I turned him down, he gave me the money anyway. He gave me like $70.
Hush money.
Wow, that's almost triple digits. That's sweet. That's a compliment. I don't care what tax bracket you're in. You're well over $50.
Wow.
And he's an alcoholic?
Must be.
He's got to be an alcoholic.
Probably. I don't really know him that well.
Remember, Marissa's dad was an addict, too, if I remember right.
Oh, really? Is your dad an addict? Alcoholic?
Yeah.
And so, therefore, Marissa, we could predict the boyfriend probably is.
I don't trust your boyfriend now.
And the boyfriend's dad would have to be. He has to get the gene from somewhere.
Right.
So.
Okay. Your boyfriend, is he into drugs or alcohol?
He drinks, but not that much.
All right. It's good. Don't worry, there's
but
time.
But he smokes pot every day.
Yeah, whatever you like. Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt.
No, you're never interrupting. No, please.
Well, you're always interrupting.
Is your boyfriend and your boyfriend's dad close?
Yeah, that's why I was concerned about whether or not I should tell him.
So they are close?
Yes.
Wow. That's hard. That's bad.
And my boyfriend also warned me that he might do something like this. I guess he's done this to other girlfriends of his.
That's a great guy. I can see him at the father and son picnic now. Three-legged race. He's paying the boss's wife to go down on her. That's great. And what's this guy do? He drives a truck. He works around metal. What does he do?
My boyfriend or
the father.
The
yeah.
father.
Actually, I'm not entirely sure.
What he does?
Right.
What's your sense of what he does?
Well, I know he owns some apartment buildings, but I don't know where.
What is it? Why the scuzziest guys own apartment buildings? You know, there's those guys with the tasseled loafers and the sweatpants who show up, big gold rope chain nugget watch, you know, and the gold rope chain bracelet. And there's those guys who they're the man purse guys. Well, let me say something now. I'm getting excited. But there's nothing worse than a retarded entrepreneur. You know the guys who don't have the brain cells to be a true entrepreneur, but they fancy themselves as entrepreneurs?
Yeah.
You got a lot of the brothers who fall under this heading. But also you got the guy with the tassels and the sweatpants and the man purse. It's a clutch. You know what I mean? They got their pagers. They always have some bad jewelry. They're always about – they're never – fat, but they're always about 30 pounds overweight, but they think no one sees it.
Right.
They just think, well, hey, all they can see is their big forearms. They don't see the big fat belly and big fat necks and chins and everything. And they think women like them, but women only like them because they got a Mercedes, and they think, man, and everyone hates them, and they don't really have any friends. That's who this guy is.
Great.
Yes?
Great.
All right. I don't know about marrying this guy. Hey, what's your boyfriend do?
Oh, he's in hotel maintenance.
What the hell does that mean?
Like, he does maintenance for hotels.
He's a janitor.
I guess so. I guess
he cleans dry jizz off of box
springs. He fixes
with
stuff.
A steamer.
Yeah.
He fixes stuff. I've said this many times. What is it with women? They never have any idea what their men do. He goes into a place that's square with a window. What's he do over there? I don't know. He does some stuff.
Talks on the phone a lot.
He uses the phone. He's the Surgeon General of the United States. Yeah, okay. That's what it. Yeah, he wears a jacket. He has a jacket.
Well, maybe he's an engineer. Maybe he really runs a whole operation.
No. He just goes there and, you know, blows the flue out every once in a while so the place doesn't burn down, cleans the boiler, and does that kind of stuff. All right. So what should they do? I don't trust her judgment.
I don't know what he knows his dad is an asshole. I don't know what telling him is going to do.
Well,
she needs to stay away from the dad.
The dad's going to say he was drunk and she's lying. And
but what difference is it going to make? Is it going to change his behavior? No. Is it the son going to somehow forsake his father?
But,
no.
But do you want the grandkid hanging around with this jack-off?
No.
Well,
no,
what do you do?
Nor Marissa hanging off with him.
Well, what do you do?
Stay away from him.
Well,
never
you have the kid. And then and Pops wants to see the grandkid.
Pops wants to see it as long as somebody else is in the room with him.
Well, the grandkid will be there. Doesn't count?
Doesn't count.
It's an interesting technicality. You might be able to beat the courts on that.
Speaking of beating the courts, what do you think about Michael Jackson?
I just wonder why. It's amazing how bizarre someone's behavior can get if it's done in sort of small doses and incrementally over the course of many, many, many years.
And again, no one to go.
Run.
No one to say, hey, cut it out. Anywhere along there, so
that's
it just keeps drifting.
Pink. Don't ever see. Pink,
don't get weird on us.
Let me tell you something. You need to keep. See, here's what happens. You get famous.
Yeah.
You get an entourage, and you get yes men around you, or yes women around you,
if that's what you like.
And, but no one ever tells you, "Hey, cut it out."
And
nobody's.
It just.
Whatever.
But you know how.
Then I got the wrong people around me because they're constantly telling me to cut it out.
That's good.
You need abusive friends.
I have them.
Honest, abusive.
They're all in that room.
They need to tell you. They need to tell you when you're getting fat. They need
to
tell you.
Look, I wanted to come here without a hat on tonight, and Laura was like, "You need to wear a hat."
Yeah.
Your hair doesn't
look
very good. I was like,
"You need about 80 of those."
Thanks.
Yeah. Well, you can.
I feel bad for Michael. Oh, I can cut her loose.
Yeah, just that one. Give me the stink eye from through the glass. But you got to have people. You have to have people that sort of keep you in line. And what these people, I guess, like Michael Jackson do, is they just start getting rid of anyone who pipes up is gone. Yeah. So, you do the math. The only people left in the circle are the ones who never pipe up.
Yes, sir, Ms. Kroll.
Like that.
That's right, Drew. And then you get the enablers, and then you get this. And then you start doing this like, hey, I'm going to have a slumber party with 300 kids. We're all going to jump up on my bed that's on a turntable. And you got everyone standing around going,
yes, sir, Mr.
Great, great idea.
Listen, my wife at the breakfast table this morning asked my kids, my daughter, remember the girls who were at the table having a sleepover when you came over to our house, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, how about if these kids, when you had the sleepover, how about if they came in and slept in our room? How'd you guys feel about that? Huh? We think that'd be cool. I mean, even 11-year-old kids are mortified by that.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's like, what? A 45-year-old with I mean, it's when you put it in that context, it becomes like unthinkable.
Well, whenever you see Joe Jackson as Dad with those crazy penciled-in Agnes Moorehead eyebrows and that thin little... And by the way, listen, fellas with the thin, super thin, penciled-in, just on the top of your lip mustache, you might as well wear a Hitler mustache. More fashionable. People would trust you more with a Hitler mustache than they would with that weird, dicey 20s crooner just on the top of the top lip little thing. And you just look at him, and he's like, yeah, well, I never beat the boy, but I did take a switch to him a time or two.
Yeah, it's bad
like,
times.
Really? Beating a boy is when you do it with a closed fist, but I hit him with an object. That's better.
It's like, which, in fact, isn't. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to look, and from doing this job, you sort of see the patterns. It's starting to look like the guy grew up in a sort of crazy, abusive environment, and if he had not had all his success, just probably would have been arrested at age 23 for goosing some kid at the Y.
Or gotten some treatment. It'd been a lot better.
For goosing the kid at the Y. I'm married to the goosing at the Y thing. But the point is he sold billions of records and everything, and he went unchecked, and he had a bunch of enablers around him, and they just sort of let him spin off in outer space. But it's sort of the same thing with Tyson. In a way, I mean, these are people that need people to sort of grab them by the lapels when they're 22, 23 and say, look, you're going to get some help, or you're going to go to rehab, or you're going to go to counseling, or you're going to go to jail.
Yeah.
And someone does do that.
That's what happens to normal people.
That's the rest of us.
Yeah.
But Pink sold 16 million albums, Adam.
I know. Look at it. Keeping it real. Still looks bad without a hat.
What does that have to do with it?
Looks
anything?
Bad without a hat. And I say that's that keeping it real. Yes. True. How many albums have you sold?
Zero.
That's right. And she sold 16 million.
Imagine that.
And still has the is humbled before us, Drew. Okay.
I don't know about that.
All right. It's a compliment for us and you. So let's just both pretend like you feel that way. All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Daniel. Daniel is 22. Has a hobo power question. Pink, this is your night. We got a pink question. Let's see.
This is a good one.
Coke stain or system. Pulls away from boyfriend when about to orgasm. Oh. Pink, you're not one of those where you get really close and then you go, don't touch. No?
Oh.
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, yes.
Drew, you ever have that where they get all weird? And then the last thing, and you go, what's the matter? You touch them. It's like you had lava on your hand or something. Like, I was just boning the hell out of you 10 seconds ago. Why can't I touch your elbow?
Adam, never had that one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anybody. Really?
No.
Really?
No.
That'd be weird.
I was trying to trick Pink into it.
Oh, I see.
You know, into bearing her soul.
Right.
Got it. No,
good,
I never
strategy.
Heard of that. That's weird. That's gay.
Yeah, that
would never happen.
Weird.
A regular
thank God,
guy.
I'm relieved. Whew. I was worried about you.
Let's go to the bathroom, Drew.
Yeah,
we need to
I'm
talk.
Ready. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Pink is in studio tonight. And when we left off, we're going to speak to Danielle. But then we want to talk to Samantha first about the orgasm, right?
Yeah.
Samantha?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
So right as you get to the point of orgasm, you stop your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Because it gets too intense, or what's the feeling?
I don't know. It's just like, almost I think it is too intense, and I like pull away, and I don't know why.
All right, there's a number of sort of common feelings that women have. One is that they're going to somehow urinate.
Yes.
You have that one?
Yeah.
I got the number two sensation. Normally.
Well, sometimes that.
I get those.
Number two, that it's actually physically uncomfortable. It's getting so intense. You sort of miss the sort of climax point, and you go right over into over, super sensitive.
Yeah. Put and your then, tongue on the top of your mouth.
Right. It's that feeling. Too much. Yeah. And number three would be a sense
I can't stop now, Jeff.
That it's too intimate to be that sort of abandoned in the presence of somebody. So which of those is you?
I think one and two are both possible.
You feel like you're going to pee, and it gets too intense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ticklish intense. Do you ever masturbate?
No.
Okay, that might be a way to sort of get things going. How about with oral sex? Does that do the same thing? Or are we talking about that?
No, this is sex.
How about oral sex?
Haven't really tried that.
You haven't? Well, you got to get someone else to do it for you. God knows.
Samantha.
Oh, she just yelled the S word. That was Samantha. That wasn't bogus, was it? Or
it was either bogus or genuinely frustrated.
Or stupid. Yeah. Or angry.
Boyfriend may be an idiot.
You know what I was getting is, I was getting a second person in the room. Like, yeah. You were saying, you know, like in those movies where there's a kidnapping and the FBI says to stay on the phone?
Right.
And you're going like, was this oral sex or intercourse?
Right.
You know, it's like a three count in between everything. Hold on a second. Samantha?
Yeah?
Is this a real question?
Yes, it is.
What's wrong with you? Why are you angry? You hate your dad?
No!
You just frustrated with your boyfriend?
Are you just really hot? Are you 18 and hot so you can be bitchy to everybody? Or what's your problem?
Wow!
Which is it? I'm giving you two choices. You either hate daddy or you're hot.
Or you're frustrated with
or
your boyfriend.
Or both. Boyfriend. That's a potent combo.
I'm frustrated with you because you think this is funny and you think this is a joke.
No, it is funny.
My boyfriend could be just a real idiot, and she can't communicate with him. He's shaming her for being the way she is, and she's frustrated.
Mm-hmm. How about even having sex?
Really not. He tries to help me.
Well, so what are you so angry about?
Huh?
Well, you screamed out the S word a few moments ago out of frustration. So where is the frustration coming from if you think so attentive?
No.
No, it's a sound bogus.
She's like high or bogus or something. All right, listen, we'll see you in hell. And there's a certain, there's a corner of hell for bogus callers.
There is a special room.
Yeah.
Loveline, bogus callers room.
Yeah. I'm going to Vegas on Friday to make prank calls for 8 hours for Crank Yankers, by the way, which is...
When do I get to do another one of those?
When you come up with a good idea or get funny.
Help me, you're the comedian.
Oh, stop it, Drew. Just come up with your own idea. I don't understand why smart people can't come up with good ideas.
Because I'm a little bit intimidated and afraid. Every time I come up with an idea, you go, no, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Why don't you just go ahead and you tell me what we're going to do?
Because then...
Just go ahead.
I don't... Because here's...
Any idea I've ever proposed to you, like, yeah, that's okay, but I'm going to tell you what we're going to do.
Well, no, here's the thing, Pink, sorry. I do another show called Crank Yankers on Comedy Central, and it's prank calls acted out by puppets. The kids eat it up.
Why don't you do another...
Drew wants to be on it.
Another hip-hop call.
Here's all I'm saying.
See, Chris is shaking his head.
Let's hear Drew's. Hey, Anderson, do you have
but
Drew's hip-hop
call?
Why don't
you got no
call?
Play, player?
There he is.
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater. Because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more. And the digit is Dizzle. And in the hizzy for Chizzy, going to be great on the QT for real. Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'm saying.
I can improve on that.
I'm not going to sit around and think of things for you to do. You come up with some ideas, and we'll talk about it.
I'd like to do another hip-hop call.
Well, write it down and give it to my... No, give it to my assistant.
Okay, another hip-hop call.
Send it to my assistant.
You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk.
Yeah. Drew's out of control.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your
don't
house.
Let me listen
in
to
your
this.
Hizzy. For chizzy.
True. Once
it's
more
worse
of that.
When it's...
It needs a context.
Yes,
it needs
it's a context. It's worse out of context.
I know. Look, Pink. Pink's over there got a hoop going through her nose, and she's flabbergasted.
Freaked
at you,
out. Yeah, I don't blame her.
All right. Drew, you come with some ideas. How long does Coke stay in your system, Drew? Let's take this call very quickly. Sean?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
Have you done Coke?
Yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
14.
How much is Coke running a gram these days?
A gram, at most, maybe 20, but if you have a good dealer, maybe 10. Actually, I got 20.
That's scary.
It was $110 a gram when I was making $7 an hour. Now I'm literally a millionaire, and it's a $15 a gram. I'm back in. I'm getting back in.
I'm sure that's what the distributors are hoping for.
Pink, we're doing an eight ball tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's on me. I mean, literally, you're going to be doing it off of me.
Coke's only in your body for like a couple days.
That's right.
Right.
That's
not even that. Mostly 12 to 24 hours, up to 36.
Yeah.
Really? So, like, after that, they wouldn't be able to detect it in a test?
Correct. That is correct. Unless they do a hair analysis or something, but even that's unreliable.
But, Sean, mm-hmm. you're 14.
Yeah.
You got a problem, Sean.
Yeah, don't be getting into Coke at 14.
All right.
Yeah, I know you're not going to listen, but it really, I mean, it's just not going to work at 14. I'm not sure what direction you go. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
What do you do? You like the Coke, so you do it twice a year until you're in your 30s, or do you just get some momentum and spin off the deep end of life?
You can't keep rolling.
You end up selling your 10-speed to try to get money.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. All right. Pink is in studio tonight. We'll take a quick break. We got a question for her when we come back. We'll also hear something else off her CD after this. Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pink is in studio tonight. Got a new CD called Try This, which is doing very well, I'm guessing. I mean, I've seen...
Hey, thanks.
Well, I don't know what the actual sales are of this CD, but I've seen Pink almost everywhere in the last 3 months, I would say. And Pink was everywhere... Two years ago, and then was out, touring and right, making an album, and then we didn't hear that much, and now it's like, pow, through the roof. Is that all right with you?
That's all right with me.
You like being everywhere?
Yeah, I like singing.
Yeah?
I like when I get a chance to sing, like the AMAs, stuff like that.
I think that kind of stuff is good, because I really do think it separates you from the... others in the group that may not have the chops that you have.
Yeah, I like to sing.
Yeah, I'll tell you, everyone was really impressed.
Thanks.
Let's take a question for Pink.
We're done with five. We're done with Sean.
We're done with Sean, yeah. We'll talk to Chris, who's 20. Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Adam?
Good.
Adam, Drew, longtime listener, first-time caller.
Great.
Love the show. I've been listening to close to 5 years.
And all right.
Pink, you're great too. My question actually, Pink, although I don't have tattoos myself, I think tattoos, especially on a woman, can accentuate certain features of a woman. I was just curious on why you decided to get the tattoos that you have now, and if so, what reasons you got them for?
Do they mean something?
Yeah, and if he cut them out and stretched them over a drum, could he masturbate on them? Isn't that ultimately what you want to know, Chris?
No, he doesn't want to stretch
them. I won't
him.
Say no.
He doesn't want to stretch them over the drum. He just wants to
use them. I started getting tattoos when I was 12, and...
12?
Yes, I haven't stopped because I like them a lot.
Where did you get the tat when you were 12? I mean, who gave it
to
you?
On my ankle.
Who gave it to you?
In Philly. You can buy a 40 at 10.
Oh, really?
Really.
Oh, Philadelphia.
Seems a little old.
I'm talking about
Philly. It's like a more 8-9 range.
That's a town that's too uptight to have this show, by the way.
Yeah.
It's too...
Oh, really?
Too risque. It's too risque.
Oh, not in Philly, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So we can say whatever we want about Philly, yeah?
I guess so.
I hate those hoagie. No. Steak.
You're crazy.
No, they're great. No, I'm from Philly, too, so I'm hip to the Philly scene.
There you go.
Do you have some new tattoos or something?
I have a lot of new tattoos. I have 4 new tattoos in the last couple of months. I have one behind my ear.
Of?
It's just a...
Oh, yeah, it's like a dizzle doodle.
Thing.
Dizzle for schnizzle.
I have my dog's name on my arm, who just passed away.
Ooh.
I have...
Did you do it because the dog passed away?
Yeah, I got it. Well, I knew my mom was going to put him down. So I got it the day before, and I went with her, and I showed it to him, and he licked it.
Oh, really?
That's cute.
But it could have said Satan and he would have licked it too.
No, let's be honest.
All right, so you got the corky tat. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the tat you got at 12? Is it like
it's on my ankle. It's just a Japanese character.
And it says corky.
And and is it?
Doesn't.
And did you go to a tattoo parlor at age 12?
Mm-hmm.
That was
I had a fake ID.
And what do you got to be? 16?
18.
So a 12, you had an 18 ID? Because that's stretchy. You know what I mean? Like, I can see that it's like that 3 years, you know, from 18 to 21 kind of thing. But 12 to 18, that's a rangy fake ID. That's
fake ID's
got legs.
Symptomatic of what goes on in Philly, I guess, really.
All right, yeah. So did you have to show your ID at 12, too?
Yes.
And when did you get your 21 fake ID? When you were like 13?
15.
Wow.
Yeah, because the 18-year-old fake ID is good to get in a few clubs and get a couple of tats, but doesn't get you into the booze.
Well, what we do is we get the school IDs,
uh-huh.
which are better.
Oh, really?
They're more believable.
And school like
college,
like a college,
university.
Right? So if it says you're a junior over Temple, then it means all right. Well, we'll do the math. You got to be over 18.
Yeah.
All right, that's good times. and you got one at 12. When is your next one?
My next tattoo?
Yeah. Did you get another one at 13 or 14?
Oh, 15. I got
any pictures?
I have an angel on my back.
Following
a shooting star.
Did your dad flip out at 12? How long did it take him to discover the tat?
A while. He found my tongue ring first. I got that at the same time.
Was it in you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
I was chewing on thumbtacks.
He didn't
for a
sit
long
on
time.
It or something. So, well, when did you get the tongue ring?
12.
Did you hear about her dad, though?
Yeah, Green Beret?
Yeah.
No, he's not a Green Beret.
But he has a grenade launcher in his truck.
Yeah. He had 70 kills in NAMP.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Taught her to carry a shiv in fourth grade.
Whatever.
Had a whole front lawn was mined with bouncing Bettys.
Yeah,
trip wires everywhere.
Absolutely.
Holes with sharpened bamboo. And you know what he did with the bamboo? He put it in water bison dung so it would infect the mailman when he landed
good.
On it.
That's good.
He had a turret on top of the roof at a 30-millimeter.
Stepmom, Vietnam vet nurse.
Really?
Yeah.
Vietnam vet. Your stepmom must have had just that 1,000-yard stare constantly. I mean, the Vietnam vet nurse, I couldn't imagine anything hairier than that job.
She's amazing.
Really? She's seen everything.
In the 12 years that I've known her, I've never, ever heard her raise her voice.
Really?
She had her tongue cut out.
She did not have her tongue.
Via Kong took her tongue out.
God.
Oh, Drew, please. Did she have her tongue cut out?
She was responsible for the Women's Memorial in Washington, D.C.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah,
she has amazing women in her life, Pam.
I do.
Her mom is head of a cardiac transplant unit.
Yes.
Really?
A physician, yeah.
What the hell happened to you, Pam?
I'm pretty influential,
damn
it.
No, I mean, you turned out great, but I mean, what's with all the tats and the piercings and, you know, the
it's
crazy
my form
energy?
Of expression.
I know, but it's weird because usually...
Mom went home. Mom was out busy.
Mom was out working a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so you were asserting yourself.
Exactly.
All right. And your dad, when he's not killing people with piano wire, what does he do? He'll take you out.
He has a paintball camp.
He has his own insurance company, and he was my manager for a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
I could see him selling insurance. Like, hey, you're a parent, you're a father, you have a couple of kids. Let's say you're walking out to the car, and a guy drops down from a tree and slits your neck with a rusty can lid just to watch you bleed.
You're joking? But you sound like my dad.
That's what your dad would do, right?
Oh, my God.
Let me give you another scenario, buddy, with no insurance. You open the car door, but it's been booby-trapped by Charlie. Battery's hooked up to about 30 pounds of plastique in the trunk, and you go off like a Roman candle. Next thing you know, your wife and kids are out whoring to make a buck. You want that to happen, son? No, I didn't think so. Give me 20. Get down there. Your last easy day was yesterday. Sign right here. Mutual Omaha. We'll take care of you. That's what your dad would do, right? Pink,
you all right? Pink's lost it.
It'd be a good way to sell.
Yeah, it's good.
Guy walks in, hi, mister. You'll address me in a clear and present tone. Don't eyeball me, son. Don't look down when you talk to me.
Don't look at me.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's
get
a
on your knees, scumbag.
He's not that bad.
If you're good for this one, it's another good one. You'll address me in a clear and present tone, not the force you use to con drug money off your liberal parents.
Yeah, that one struck home there for you.
Yeah.
Perfect. Oh,
yeah.
God. All right.
What's his name? Your dad.
James.
James.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Jimbo.
Sergeant Jimbo. See, it's funny. James is scary. Yeah. Jimmy goes nice, and Jimbo goes psycho. See, yeah. The name's like, well, right. Jimmy. And James sounds all right. And Jimmy, ooh, he could cut you. Jimbo, look out. Watch. He's taking out the family. All right. Is he cool with everything now?
He,
making
yes.
the money.
Why isn't that your manager anymore?
Because he couldn't separate daughter from
client
artist type thing. You know? I'm still his little girl.
He was so he was your manager for a while, and is he all right with not being your manager?
He didn't. Yeah, absolutely. We couldn't work together.
Yeah. I mean, this happens once in a while where the fighter is trained by his father, yeah. the artist is managed by the mom, and it just they get a few years out of it, but ultimately the wheels come off that wagon.
It goes all the way back to Mozart, for God's sakes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
His dad managed him? Really?
Created and managed him.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was a dog and pony show for his dad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Daniel?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes, I am. I hope to someday be an actual guest on the show.
All right.
Probably for, a band or something.
Okay.
Sounds good. Yep. We welcome all visitors.
Well, once I make it, I'll be there. Anyway, I had a question.
Let's just hope we're not here when he comes.
Oh, thanks. I was actually hoping to work with you guys.
All right, buddy. Sorry. Go ahead.
I had a question about hobo power.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to you guys talk about it for a while now. And I was curious as to where this certain stench I have encountered would rank on the scale.
All right.
Basically, the quick story behind it is I take care of a mentally handicapped guy for my job.
Mm-hmm. You're already at 4. You're already at 4
hobo.
When you say take care of, you get to 2. When you go mentally challenged, now you're 4.
Yeah.
I keep going.
That's like an 8.
And he was actually happened to be sick this past weekend.
All right, worth 7.
Yeah, and in the morning he made a bowel movement.
9.5.
Yeah, and it was so bad that my eyes actually started to tear up.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was now if he cramped on a space heater or a radiator? Now we're really talking.
Double down.
Yeah, I'm going to double down. That 9.5 will be the 19. But where was the Duke in the toilet?
Well, yes, it was in the toilet, but also he kind of missed part of the toilet in the and the guy,
right.
The overnight shift guy, actually mm-hmm. had the heater on too high.
Oh, there we go.
Oh yeah,
there we go.
Heat is a breeding ground for hobo power.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're at about
high 20s, really.
I don't know if we would give away high 20s, but certainly high teens, low 20s. Did you gag?
I was gagging, and I would have vomited if I did not quickly run out of the room every probably 15 seconds.
See?
That's
in the 40s.
But yet he said every 15, so he was able to go back in.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had to because he actually had slipped and fallen onto the floor.
And
I had to kind of slowly work him up, but I couldn't stay in there.
What did he slip on?
I think probably the little rug that.
All right. You would have got another 5 points if it was
the Geneva Convention would have put it below 40. Yeah.
All right, so we'll say mid 20s.
No, it's 30s.
30s?
Yeah.
It's not 30s. The guy made it number 2. Big deal.
Well, my eyes were also tearing up, and actually.
All right, well, now my eyes are tearing up.
Yeah.
Please. Drew, you can't start handing out. You can't start inflating the hobo power, otherwise
it
loses meaning. It becomes becomes like the peso. You understand?
Yeah.
We can't keep inflating its value, or we'll ruin the hobo economy. All right. Pink, you're with me on that. It was a low 20.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. If he'd slipped in the fecal matter.
Brought him into the 30s.
I would have brought it up in the 30s. Nick?
Hey.
You have a Florida or Germany?
Germany or Florida.
Oh, yeah. It says Florida. Stop. All right, you know what it is? They always write it on the screen, Florida or Germany, and it screws me up.
You put the theme song, because that just makes me happy.
All right, and hold on. Pink, tell me what you think of this singing, because I'm pretty proud of this, but you're a pro. You know, don't let me sitting here influence your decision. Go ahead, Anderson.
Anderson?
Germany or Florida?
All right.
He's happy. He was happy.
You liked it. Pink guy almost vomited. Not a big fan of that song.
I give you points for doing it.
Okay.
Germany of Florida.
I didn't like that version.
Who was that?
Yeah, I don't like that's what's her name from Annabella from Bow Wow Wow. Oh yeah, yeah, maybe Pink.
But with a different cadence.
Let's do it. Yeah.
How's it supposed to sound?
It's like no hell. Supposed to.
Yeah, it's not supposed to sound like anything. It's just the game is called Germany or Florida, which is...
You haven't explained the game to her yet.
I'll explain the game.
Okay.
Which is... I'm trying to look at Pink, and your mic rod is in the way here. You're screwing me up, Drew. Tilt it down. I'm trying to get my groove on here. There we go. That's better.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, look at those eyes. They're beautiful.
Thanks.
Those aren't tattooed? Those are real?
Those aren't tattoos.
Okay. Germany or Florida.
Okay.
All bizarre evil comes from either Germany or Florida, we've decided, or we found out. Actually, I found out on Jimmy Kimmel's show, which is every time there's a weird story about somebody teaching their dog to Heil Hitler or somebody having sex with a corpse, it's always Germany or Florida. So people call in, they give us a bizarre story, and we guess, did it come out of Germany or Florida?
Okay.
All right, so let that move you as you sing our new theme.
Let's do it.
We'll do it, and then Pink will do the Germany or Florida.
She'll be inspired then, yeah.
All right. Nick?
Yeah. Okay,
what's up?
I can't say that much without giving it away, so okay. I'll keep it pretty vague. But basically, there was this group of criminals, and they were planning this big, basically an attack, and what they used for weapons was cans of frozen peas mixed with nitroglycerin, and they've made like homemade grenades out of peas.
Uh-huh. Meaning when the nitro would blow, the peas would spread out like pellets.
Yeah.
And you know, it'd be like a shotgun blast, except
yeah,
for you'd be killed by frozen pea. They got caught.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna go Germany. This
really?
Sounds yeah. Florida's they try to kill you with a coat hanger. They're not crafty enough with the nitro and the frozen peas.
Who's doing that in Germany?
Oh, they're yeah. It's big over there.
Okay.
It's huge. It's on the flag. It's a frozen pea. It's a pea pod exploding.
Wow.
You ever see their flag?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it's huge. It's big over there.
I thought
there.
It was three colors.
I'm saying Germany. You can. Oh no, that's. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. I may be thinking of France.
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, okay.
Finland? Yeah.
Whatever. I know I've seen a flag with a pea pod exploding. So, Drew, what do you think?
I think of Florida.
You think of Florida. All right. We can disagree.
We'll disagree on this one. All right.
Pink, what do you think? Germany or Florida?
Germany.
Okay. Germany. All right. Pink's with me in Germany. Go ahead, Nick.
Pink's right. It's Germany.
Who?
Yeah.
Who are these guys?
It was Germans that were planning an attack on Buckingham Palace.
Wow.
You see that?
For what? Like when Bush was there or something?
I think they were just trying to kill the Queen.
With peas?
Yeah.
Germans?
Wow. They should have worked in some of those pearl onions, too.
Yeah, that would have been just,
They go nice with peas, but they're also a little bit bigger. They got a little more weight to them. All right, so that's how you play Germany or Florida, Pink.
Okay,
you're one for one.
And the questions are always, it definitely is Germany or
Florida.
It's
either Germany or Florida. Yes, Drew was wrong on that.
You should learn never to disagree with Adam. That's something you've got to
about anything.
Part of the game.
Ever.
Okay.
All right, so now it's time for you to sing the Germany or Florida song. And there's really there's no cadence, you know what I mean? You can do whatever you want.
So it's any melody I want.
Right.
Any melody you want, it just needs the Germany or Florida
It needs to be reminiscent though of a 70s game show. Ideally.
But I wasn't born until 79.
Well, let's try a couple different takes on it.
Freestyle.
Yeah, just freestyle.
What does the 70s show sound like?
Oh, Drew.
Oh, I screwed it up.
Get out of there.
Like cheese?
Forget that. Don't listen
like
to
cheesy?
Drew.
Cheesy.
Yeah, cheesy's
cheesy?
Good.
Cheesy's good.
Yeah, it's like a little musical sting.
Oh. Okay. Let me think of Les Mis real quick. See, I'm a singer. You can't ask me to do stuff.
Yeah, that's
like
why
this.
We need you to sing.
And it not be serious.
Just get your game face on. You know.
Ready?
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
That was was good. I think you got better in you, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No, I mean, you were there. Let me tell you something.
I need a new melody, though.
No, you were there, I think, at the very end. I think in the last millisecond.
Okay, you just
gave
want me to
up
go
on
for it.
You gave up on
just
it.
Just go for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. You were right. there, and then you walked away.
Okay.
All
ready?
Right, yeah.
Germany of Florida.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, we're in.
Yeah, that's good.
Perfect. There you go.
All right, you got that, Anderson?
I'm done.
It's fantastic.
I think that was so powerful, I don't even need music for that one.
Yeah. No, that's right.
No music.
All right, but we're still going to use my version, though, right? Or
tomorrow
your version was way
gonna...
better. Right. Yeah, once I'm gone.
All right. You see, put a little music behind it during the break if you can, Anderson. We'll see how that turned out.
I smoked during the break, too.
Okay, sorry. Let's, I forgot you smoked during the break.
Want to hear a song?
And that's why they call it a break, after all. Oh, yeah, we should hear a song. Well,
yeah.
Wasn't that it?
I thought
the second song was Germany or Florida.
That wasn't an entire song. That was a jingle.
Okay.
See?
All right. All right, Anderson, you good over there? Chris, you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's something off the new CD called Try This, and this is called Humble Neighborhoods.
Cadillac Escalade tricking. Sometimes I get easy, sometimes I get rugged. Keep control, don't you know? Hit the floor, run for cover. Yeah, flew around the world about 50 times over. From New York to LA to the White Cliffs to Dover. The road can be my enemy, the road can be my lover. What shall we do this here? We don't wanna go home. Yeah, what shall we do this here? We're taking over the dance floor.
We don't wanna go
from the humble neighborhoods. We're getting out of control.
We're bad people and we do bad things.
Here we go, hit the road. We're the ones who make it crazy. Mix it up, try luck. This ain't time to get lazy. Meeting at 11 in the hotel lobby. Same faces, different places. Never knowing where we going. Someday I'm gonna die, but it won't be from boredom. Skills and I suggest that you throw down. Me to set the spot, cause it's gonna be a showdown. No, you can't ride the bus, man, you better cool down. That's how we do this here. Yeah, watch how we do this here.
We don't wanna go
from the humble
home.
Neighborhoods, we're taking over the dance floor. Control.
We're bad people and we do bad things.
Here we go, don't you know? We're the ones that keep it wicked, rock and roll. Good, mix it up, that's my ticket. Cruising in my Cadillac Escalade, tricking. Sometimes I get easy, sometimes I get rugged. Keep control, don't you know? Hit the floor, run for cover. Flew around the world about 50 times over. From New York to LA, to the White Cliffs to Dover. The road can be my enemy, the road can be my lover. The dance floor.
We don't wanna go
from the humble neighborhoods. We're getting out of control.
We're bad people and we do bad things. Oh, we don't wanna go. We don't wanna go. We don't wanna go.
everybody. There's a little something from Pink. You may not have heard on the radio
fun
yet.
Stuff.
Oh, that's a good song.
Thanks.
Glad we played it. Pink is in studio tonight. Try this name of the CD. We're going to take a little break. And when we come back, Drew.
Some Pink song. Pink questions.
Pink, what kind of bike modifications you've done? You got a motorcycle, Pink?
What? Yeah, but I don't work on them.
Get rid of that question.
I just put gas in them.
Yeah, but do you have a cool motorcycle?
I have fun dirt bikes.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm into that my own self. Actually, I just say I am, but I never actually do it. Drew, you're not into that, are you?
No.
What's up with you?
Too old.
Yeah, but what about when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
You were into bikes?
Yeah.
You ever have any dirt bikes?
No. I had to go to a friend's house and ride there.
But who do you blame that on? Your parents?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about that during the break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Pink is in studio tonight. The delightful Pink. And Pink, I ran into at the K-Rock concert about. Yes. I didn't run into her. Producer Ann grabbed me and said, Pink's over there. She's by the trailer. That means I got to go talk to Pink. I said, go talk to her. Go ask her to come on the show. And I was like, that can work, or it can die 1,000 deaths as well. But I went over and talked to Pink. She was a delight. Said her brother watched a man show and agreed to come on the show. And God bless you. You're a woman of your word.
Yes, I am.
Thanks for coming out. All right, let's take a question, and then we'll take one for you, Pink. But again, look at all these questions as your questions. Alexia?
Good boy.
Alexia? Is that how do you say that? Alexia?
Alexia. Your caller who goes by Alexia, 18. Whoever.
Shut up. She just hung up. Oh, it's too bad. She had like a lesbo question, too. Breaks my heart. Well, she was bi. She's doing a little swinging. All right, let's take a question for Pink. Christopher?
Hey, is Pink
15? Yeah.
Hey, Pink. I wanted to ask you, what do you think you would be doing if you weren't in the music biz?
What would I be doing? I don't think I'd be here, A, B.
Not on this show. Oh, you mean here? You mean alive?
I don't think I would be alive.
Really?
If I hadn't gotten my record deal.
Why not?
Really?
Because I was headed in the wrong direction.
Yeah, but don't you think, your family is a fairly successful family, and you're a hard-driving person, and obviously you're goal-oriented and all that.
This was my only goal.
But doesn't somebody who's smart and driven, aren't they able to be successful in any endeavor they're interested in?
Yeah, and I might have been, but this was the only thing I was interested in. This was what kept me with one foot in and one foot out at all times. It kept me balanced. And I don't know. I wanted to be in the Olympics. I was a gymnast for 8 years.
Oh, really?
But I got kicked out.
Why?
Non-team-like attitude.
Mm, rebel. She's like a leather Tuscadero back in the day. She's a modern-day leather.
And so I'm still unclear what you're alluding to not being here.
I just was doing a lot of dumb things,
No.
Well, you think you would have killed yourself?
Yeah, drugs, all kinds of things. I was very, very angry, angry kid, and I wanted to be a singer, angry at everything.
How come?
Because there was a lot to be angry about. I was judged. I was intelligent. I was an intelligent kid. I self-educated. I read a lot of books. I asked a lot of questions. I pissed a lot of people off.
Who?
Teachers, Sunday school, nuns, authority figures, cops.
Were you in a parochial school?
Sunday school.
Okay.
Ew.
Yeah. My mother was Jewish. My father's Catholic, atheist, Vietnam vet. I had a lot of questions to ask. And that pissed a lot of people off. And I just grew up angry. My parents were fighting all the time. Blah, 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 blah. And then,
You had a brother and sister?
I have a brother and a stepbrother and a stepsister.
They kissing your ass now?
No.
Just a little bit?
No.
No, they're angry.
No,
they're not angry. My brother's my best friend. But,
all right.
And then I just, no matter what I was doing in my life, I was running away. I was doing all kinds of crazy things, and but I was still coming home. Crystal meth.
Just doing drugs.
Every day.
Yeah.
All types of things. Running away, doing shoplifting, whatever. But I was always come home in time for singing lessons.
Oh, you had singing lessons?
Yeah, all the time.
Wow.
I was really into singing, and that was the only thing I was interested in. And when I got discovered was the last day I ever touched anything.
Really?
Were you suicidal? Somebody's phone's about to go out on us.
Not mine.
That's Christopher's phone. Do you have any extra drugs?
No, I don't think I was.
Using,
no, it's been long time.
Just checking.
But you said you wouldn't be here because of some untoward accident or because you didn't kill yourself?
You do a bunch of drugs and drive a car.
I had no reason to stop doing what I was doing except for the fact that a DJ woke up one night and said, "You have a nice voice. I'd like you to come back on Friday nights. And if you clean up your act, I'll give you a spotlight." And that night, I never touched another thing ever.
Really?
And that was Thanksgiving of 95.
Yeah.
And here I am.
let me ask, well, Thanksgiving related, did your mom
make cranberry sauce?
She make the fresh cranberry sauce or she open a can? Because that'll drive you to...
Fresh cranberry sauce.
She make the fresh stuff, yeah. Right?
That also helped her survive that whole period.
Yeah, because I got to believe the drugs would have really kicked in if you'd not gotten some of that fresh cranberry. Yeah. I don't like it when people open a can of cranberry sauce on Thanksgiving and think it's okay. It's not okay. It's obviously not okay. Even Pink, with the crazy destructive lifestyle and the drugs in her system, knew that that was a social faux pas to open a can during Thanksgiving. Right, Pink?
Especially sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. I was going to bring this up last night. I'm glad Pink... brought up the whole cranberry thing because it's led me into sweet potatoes, which is people open a can of sweet potatoes too.
No.
Now they don't.
Il ne faut pas.
No, here's the thing. They open the can of sweet potatoes and they sort of use them. They'll put some little mini marshmallows and a little brown sugar on it and stuff. But they don't make the fresh sweet potatoes. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. Tragedy. What is it?
Strategy.
A tragedy. That is a downright tragedy. You can't articulate yourself any better than that. Anderson always has that one at his fingertips. The other stuff's never around, but that one,
that one's
pow.
Always there.
All right, where are we going here, Drew? I'm going to take a question for Germany or Florida, in love with first boyfriend. Let's take a question from Christina over here. Christina?
13. Yeah?
13.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in love with your first boyfriend?
Yeah.
But dating a new guy?
Yeah.
Why did you break up with your first boyfriend? Or did you?
He broke up with me. I'm on Loveline. I'm on Loveline.
Who are you talking to?
Mom.
Okay, two seconds.
Go.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I don't want you.
Okay,
Yeah. Is that your mom? Is that your mother?
No, it's my friend's mom.
Oh.
You no good hooligan.
Why are you at your friend's house on a school night?
Well, maybe her friend's mom is sleeping over at her house.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
You don't know, Drew. All right, tell friend's mom to be quiet.
2 minutes. Okay, we can go on with the conversation. I'm sorry.
All right, so you broke up. Oh, your first boyfriend broke up with you.
Yeah, after 6 months.
Yeah, and how long ago was that?
That was like 2 months ago.
2 months. And how long have you had the new boyfriend?
2 months.
But
or like
not,
a month or something. I don't really know. I don't count. He does.
And you're not really that into the new guy.
Well, no, I am. It's just I'm really in love with him, but I can't get over my first boyfriend.
Well, I don't know. Can you really be in love with the new guy and not... Really being in love with the new guy gets you over the last guy.
Right.
I know.
13,
I mean,
even Pink, she had a fake ID when she was 9 that said she was in her 40s.
That's so awesome. I love you,
and
Pink.
A podiatrist. An Asian. Even Pink is disgusted at this. Listen, Christine, you're not that into the new guy. Or you're just exquisitely selfish.
Well, no, I'm not selfish.
Okay.
But
a selfish person would say that.
Maybe I'm just with him because he's in love with me. Maybe I'm
there
just
we go.
Over him.
There we go. I think that sounds more like it.
All right. So, I think you should break up with the new guy.
Right.
Oh, no. He'll cry.
He'll cry?
I don't want to make him sad.
Yeah, well, that's not a reason to stay with a guy. You stay with him because you're really into him. He will not appreciate your charity.
But what I'm really pissed off about is that my best friend went out with him.
Your best friend whose mom was just in the room?
No, not her. My friend Chelsea and Kimmy, both of them went out with him. And they're my best friends.
All right.
It pissed me off so much. So now I want to murder them.
All right. Well,
this sounds bogus to me.
Yeah. Why do you're dropping their names? Yeah. Although, what is Screwball Friend's mom doing?
I just want them to know I hate them.
All right. Yeah. All right. Pink, please help us out. You're a girl. She must have some thoughts about this. Were you this way when you were 13?
I was boy crazy.
You were?
Yes.
And were you boy crazy at 13?
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Very much.
Did anyone ever dump you?
I did. I was with him for actually 2 years, though. And he broke up with me on my 15th birthday and stole my favorite cup.
Then what's he doing? He's like managing an Arby's somewhere back in Philly.
No, I don't even think he's that successful.
Really? Junior. Yeah, that's the ultimate stinger. You dump Pink, pow. A few years later, you turn on the TV, she's everywhere, rolling in the dough. You could have been Mr. Pink.
I kick myself every time I see you on TV.
Have you talked to him?
Talked to him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is he a drug addict?
My first boy. Yeah, very much.
Oh, so does he think there's a little something left between the two of you?
Probably, in his deluded sense. Probably.
Oh, he's begging. What are you talking about?
And why would he dump you? What's he thinking about?
Heroin.
Okay.
He wasn't on heroin.
All right, he's thinking about heroin.
Oh, God.
All right, but this is why you can't dump anybody. They could get successful. That's why I keep all my old girlfriends.
In the closet.
None of them have tied up. None of them have broke. But I still got them. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's not just about being successful. Say some uncle kicks off and leaves him a few hundred grand.
Still got him.
Pow, I'm back in. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying, Drew?
That's what you're saying.
You got to keep them. All right. All right. Christina needs to dump the new guy. Because
you just don't know who your best friends are, and you don't know who you're in love with when you're 13.
Right.
You just don't.
That's true.
And
that sucks to hear when you're 13, because you think you know everything, just like I did, but yeah.
You don't know.
Were you in love with this guy? No, when the guy dumped you after 2 years.
I thought I was in love with him.
And when he dumped you, it got you further in, right?
Yeah, and then now I look at it and completely laugh.
And you were 15, he was 20?
20 or 21, yeah.
Just a lucky guess, I guess.
20 or 21, I hear 20.
Yeah, but he thought I was 18.
Oh, really?
I showed him my ID.
Oh, yeah, you had that ID.
Yeah, believe me, he was an idiot. He knew you were 14 or whatever.
No, but, I mean, you know, I thought I had 20 best friends when I was 12 and 13. And I speak to about two of them now.
Oh, really?
So you can't let things break your heart when you're still in junior high school.
Okay. Well, that's good advice. And Christina, I don't like that. Christina's going down a bad path where she's sort of playing people doing all that. Just knock it off. We'll take ourselves a quick break. Pink in studio tonight, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, yo. Oh, Drew, go.
Cusack. Cuse. My kisser. My kisser. I-Z. It's all kisser. It's always like.
Kisser. It's like a kisser.
My zoom was Z.
Zoom, Z.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Anderson, leave him potted up, man. He knows what he's doing. I mean, Pink's a pro. She's seen the best, right? I mean, Drew ranks up there amongst them.
Yeah.
Pink is here, everybody. Try this. Name of the new CD.
Yeah, the girl laughing in the background.
And dispensing good advice, I would reckon to say. All right, I got a good nipple piercing call from Priscilla over here.
I can answer that.
Pink, any nipple piercings going on with you?
Possibly.
Okay.
What does that mean?
That means three.
Three piercings?
I meant three.
Her supernumerary nipples pierced also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Her superfluous nipple also has a hoop going through it. Priscilla?
Yes?
What's up?
Nothing, just hanging out with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah, but...
You just wanted to announce that?
Yeah. I just had a question. Does it... if I get my nipples pierced later on in life, will I be able to breastfeed?
They tell me you can.
You'll have to take it out.
You take it out, and it makes it, it's already a difficult task to breastfeed, and it tends to make it more difficult.
Much more. I wouldn't know, but I've heard.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It's Drew playing the piano, by the way.
Why is he tormenting me with that?
I don't know.
I've been debating on that, if I should get them pierced or not, because if I can breastfeed later on in life.
You can, but it makes it more difficult.
Okay.
It's a small price to pay for something going through your nipple.
Yeah. Yeah.
How, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't actually.
You doing this for the guys or are you doing it for yourself?
Mostly for the guys. But
good.
I
like that answer. I'm tired of everyone doing everything for themselves. Do something for the guys. And guys, we do stuff for women.
Of course.
Guys never get into that game, like when women do that, where they go, no, I don't buy this lingerie for men. I buy it for me. I buy it so I can feel sexy about it. Guys don't have that answer.
No.
When you ask them, what are you working out for so I can get laid? Because it makes me feel good about myself. And are you kidding me? Why'd you shave your ass? So I don't freak out the chicks. It's not like, because I feel better about myself with a clean ass.
But again, men and women think very differently.
I just think women say that.
No, they think differently.
With the lingerie, really? They buy the lingerie so they can feel sexy?
Sometimes.
But most, see, that's not a thought that men can even have.
So you can feel sexy while a guy's looking at you.
I live alone, and I wear lingerie in my house all the time.
Really?
See what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You leave the curtains open?
No. Yeah. Right. But I have mirrors everywhere.
Smart. Yeah, keeps it sharp. And if you would just walk around in a thong, you'd never let yourself get that out of shape. Like, if you made this rule for yourself, every day when I get home, I strip down to just a thong. I got mirrors all over the house, and this is how I walk around. How great you'd be 80, you'd have washboard abs, because you would never, the second you start getting fat, you would disgust yourself immediately and you would know it.
Right.
See, Drew,
then you'd get wallpaper.
Yeah, you start walking around in the sweatpants and pullovers and ponchos and stuff, you let yourself go. You have to do that. I'm going to start doing this, Drew, and I suggest you do the same. Pink, what do you like with the lingerie?
What do I
like? You like a thong? You like a thong cut?
I like thongs. I like nighties, though. I like nightgowns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it gets too weird, you know, like the bras with the nipples cut out and stuff.
Yeah,
and the crotchless stuff. I like the tasteful
stuff. But guys want lingerie
off. Yeah. Well, we like to see it on for a couple of minutes, and then we want it off.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about, you know, they're doing the big Victoria's Secret thing tonight on, CBS or something. They've been advertising it's, you know, their big Victoria's Secret runway show where they get all the Heidi Klums and the Giselles and all these Tyra Banks. And they have them parade down the catwalk, and they're all dressed as angels. They got the big wings on them and stuff, and they're wearing the lingerie. And I was thinking today, I don't know if I feel good about beating off to angels.
Let me be clear about that. You don't feel good about that.
It's not going to stop me, but I feel that it's sort of sacrilegious. You're sitting home and
you're beating off to an angel.
You
might as well just say tug one out.
Tug one out to an angel.
Just as good.
Isn't that kind of weird?
That's a new series on CBS.
Tug one out to an angel.
Yes, oh yes.
This week on a very special Tug One Out to an Angel.
Gross.
Well, I'm just saying, for the religious people who are sitting home getting a boner, looking at Heidi Klum's bush, bulge, and the angel, and thinking about angels at the same time. Thinking about, you know, how when their grandmother died and their mom told them, she's an angel. She's up there looking at her. Now you're beating off? It's just a weird message.
It's great how men work.
Well, just pick something other than an angel or call it a seagull.
Right, seagull.
I could beat off to a seagull all day. Ostrich. You know what I mean?
Just wondering if there are any other religious images that would be okay.
You got to go the Satan route if you want to clear the mind on the beat off, all the hands. Yeah, like the new shoe or something. Yeah. The
Vishnu or whatever.
Vishnu,
yeah.
Right? The Indian one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then that's weird. You're thinking about all the dots and stuff on the foreheads. I'm just saying. I think Pink can agree with me that beating off to an angel is
tugging,
wrong.
Tugging.
Tugging one out
to an angel is wrong, even for an atheist. Yes? Can you agree on this?
No. Why do you think guys like schoolgirl uniforms? Are they all child molesters?
Oh, touche. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Claws. I didn't mean to disagree with you.
No, but that's right. That's right. But I still say beating off to angels is bad. Okay. This could go on your permanent record. I'm just saying you'd hate to be talking to St. Peter and looking at a reel of you beating off to angels.
Yeah, but what do you think St. Peter did?
You think he did that? You're pretty sure he beat off to angels?
Pink is a realist.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, she has no doubt what humans are and what men are.
All right. St. Peter does sound like the...
Yeah,
I mean,
of course.
St. Peter. It's right in there. It's right in the title. It's the patron saint of erect penises. Ruby?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yes.
Yeah. We're out of time.
What?
Yeah. This is going to work out perfectly. Because Ruby's not tracking real good. And
No, I'm tracking okay. I'm just like... Oh, no. Like, I understand what you're saying.
You tried to pee after smoking pot and your vagina went numb?
Yeah, and, like, it wouldn't come out.
All right.
Were you on any medication at the time?
Don't smoke the pot.
Nope.
That's some sort of urinary retention from, which is a medication side effect. And I imagine pot, I've never heard of that doing that.
This could be a lightweight and got a little freaked out.
I remember there's something mixed in with the pot, a stimulant or something.
Just don't smoke.
Germany of Florida. Oh, wow. My God.
I like that.
Yeah, it was good. I think the music was too hot, though. I think we should bring down the music just a little bit, Anderson. And how about a little heads
Whatever.
Up?
Whatever.
All right. Anderson is like some ghost you don't like that hangs out at your house 2 hours a day. He's not going to kill you. He's just going to screw with you. Yeah, it's like what the ghost and Mrs. Muir used to do to, like, what's his name, Charles Nelson Reilly. Just sort of scare him and make him run down the hill.
Or they have a break.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show. Where's the time gone?
Mostly studying old sitcoms from the 60s and 70s.
Where did the hour and 46 minutes I was here go, Drew? All right, Pink, God bless you. What
Thank
a delight.
You.
And now listen, you're in town, you're around. We'll consider you a friend of the show, yes?
Thanks.
So you stop by on occasion. Sure. You don't need anything to plug. You just come by and say hi.
Okay.
The real trick of our friends is they burst in when Adam is talking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sing a little Germany or Florida.
He says something offensive, you just burst in here.
Right.
Okay.
Try this, name of the CD. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Germany of Florida.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.